Blog Talk Radio.
I can't give up.
Make
So I sit away.
People want to turn back and say they're on the journey. A lot of people did turn back. But what, when you really have the love of God, even if you do call yourself, turning away and falling back and doing the things you did prior to, we find out that when you do these things, you pick up seven more spirits that are stronger than one you had before. But I found out one thing about it. He's still so merciful. If you did fall away like that, God, we will welcome you back in the fold.
Yeah.
That's why I know he's a good God. A lot of
yes,
us can't
sir.
Take that. A lot of us can't take that realm. We get hit upside the head and talked
mm-hmm.
about and misused and say, I ain't going to talk to you no more. And, we hold them things for years after years after
mm-hmm.
year. But look how God has been so faithful to the body of God. He just loves us. You know, he loves us so much that we really believe in the blood, that he allowed his son to take on a lot of things that you and I could have access to him.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for that, brother. Thank God this morning
mm-hmm.
for another day. Thank you for the word on yesterday, and I really believe that he's speaking. I just, my prayers, they don't go in vain. You know, you can tell when God is really speaking and God is really moving church, right? What some more,
mm-hmm.
we call we are the church, right? You can tell
yeah.
when he's really
yeah,
moving, things, different things happen. But I learned
mm-hmm.
in this journey, don't give up. Don't give up. Stay with
that's
him.
Right.
It'll pay off. As a matter of fact, after a while, it could be right now. Somebody know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
He
did this thing to us and made it out of reality. He made this day out of reality. He woke us up so we could see another day.
Yes, he did.
And I thank him.
Yes, sir.
Thank him. You know, yesterday we found out we couldn't pass along the information that Sister Lynette Martha had tried to give us yesterday. I wanted to do something a little different, y'all don't mind.
Yeah, man.
I thank God for her. I thank God for the spirit of love because she... She's been trying to give us something to get us straight out ever since she's been on here, little lady.
Watch
this, yeah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
Yes.
We come with our hearts open up, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, how you started us on this day, Lord, and you made this day out of reality, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to forgive us any sins we have done. Known and unknown, Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord, to lift you up,
yes.
Lord, give you thanks, Lord. Know that it was you, Lord, that brought to this appointed time of day, Lord. Surely it was you, Lord, that you gave us this life, Lord. And, Lord, you just didn't leave it there. You gave us enough sin to say thank you, Lord, because it could have been
thank you, Lord.
Sleeping in our grave, Lord. But, Lord, you
yes,
just
Lord.
Allowed us to spare a little longer, Lord. We just don't want it to be in vain, though, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for the songwriter, Lord. We came too far to turn back
yes.
right now, Lord. So, Father God,
yes.
touch your people, Lord. Lord, speak to your people, ears and heart, Lord. That not to be hearers only, but doers of thy word, Lord. Lord, move graciously
yes.
around the word of God as we try to teach today and preach your uncompromising gospel, Lord. Lord, as we try
mm-hmm.
to start from the book of Mark,
mark today, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, as we journey through these chapters, Lord, Lord, just enlighten us, Lord, on the things that he was seeing, Lord, and what he's trying to express in his writing, Lord, and let it be that we can see it, Lord, so we can understand it, Lord. Lord, bless whoever he teaches, if they have the time to teach today, even along the weeks that we go through these lessons, Lord. Let your spirit move, Lord. Lord, we just speak this in advance, Lord. We could do nothing without you, Lord. Nothing, Lord.
Yes.
So we ask you to have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Lord, heal.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, heal your people, Lord. You know, there are some people that's not physically healed, need physically healed, but they need spiritual healing, Lord. Lord, reach down and down their heart, Lord, and pull out that spirit of praise and thanksgiving, Lord. Because we believe that, that you are that kind of healer, Lord. When you say you was healed by your strength, it was because of the spiritual man, Lord. So bless us today.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless us in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you on high, Lord. In Jesus' name
Pray.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Yes, he sent out some few things on yesterday. I want to read it anyway.
Amen. Beautiful.
Proven question. Christ is the ultimate answer to life's greatest question. Christ is the ultimate answer to life's greatest question. You can put this in your book. You can put it in the margin. When you come to God and you want to know something, he is that God. He can open up some things that man don't understand. So when you do ask the question, be very careful, because some of a lot of stuff we ask, we really don't want that answer, but we ask it out of quizzic because we don't know. Some ask questions because why? Because they want to see how much you know, and then these folks ask questions. It's like a competition, man. You know what I'm talking about? But I learned something about this life that we dealing with here. If you do it in faith. If there's no motive behind that question, you answer with the best business that God give you. It says right here, do not have to be a threat to our faith. Instead, they can be motivated us to seek a deeper understanding, to equip us with the response of wisely and lovely to those who might question our faith. All heaven knows me. I love that person. Because there's a lot of time we've been questioned by our faith, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? I just recently had to do something about questioning about, you know, my faith, you know what I'm talking about? But it was the way that how the ministry has been done, you know. But I love how God does it. He said, I will bring back things back to remembrance with that Holy Spirit. So don't even worry about it. Even if they think they didn't trip you up, don't worry about it. They ain't did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to God don't
allow
to happen. You know what? Because, you know, it's a lot of smart people out there. It's a real smart people. And they express the word real good. But, boy, it's something about when the Holy Spirit is really on the answer. You know what I'm talking about? It sends a conviction there. When you give the answer, you might not articulate, you might not express it like some people say. They're so crafty with their words and how they say it. But why be so smart and intelligent, and then you don't live what you're saying? See, a lot of folks don't understand that. But when you're living what you're trying to preach and teach, that's what God wants. It's a lot of people that express it. They do it every day. They sound good too. Well, let me tell you something. The best sermon ever been done is a person walk what he did. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I like this here. Greatest thou faithfulness. I hear you, brother.
All right.
Yeah. Greatest thou faithfulness. Oh, brother.
Yes,
yeah, y'all better put that, man. We'll start something now. It's in the same boat. Look at that. Look at that. He said, no danger to come so near the Christian that God is not what? Near. He said, no danger comes so near the Christian that God is not near. I like this. Mm-hmm. He said we are in the same boat with the water,
yes, sir.
Here, whom the wind and the sea obey. You remember?
Okay.
You remember Matthew? Oh, there mm-hmm. he was in the boat back there asleep, and they were going crazy.
Amen.
They were wondering.
Yes,
they
sir.
Were going, these guys are fishermen. They had been on these boats for years, and they went and did something they never felt before. And he was down there asleep, and they were terrified. They said, well, go get Jesus. Jesus came and made that sea get calm. But he told them that they faint, you know, because of their faith. But I'm telling you, when you got Jesus, I always argue people that told me, they say, you wrong. I said, if it's any time to go get somebody, it is Jesus. And who? And we go get Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Because you know he's a may waker and a promise keeper.
All right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
You know, you can get somewhere in your life. Oh, you said you're going to get it more. But I wanted to bring something with our sister, bro. I want to tell you this here. You can be somewhere and you think they didn't got you. Boy, they didn't put you in a situation that you know you can't get out of. But, boy, I tell you one thing about this. If you would have faith in God and put it on your son's chest, Jesus, I cannot do this here. They got me right here. I can't get out of it. And have you been there? But sometimes we try to be so slick, man. If you get me out this time, I won't do it no more. Hey, you know you lied to him when you first said it.
All right.
He's so loving. Right. And he's so just. He get us all out of those things, man. He get us out that trap, you know, so much. But I'm telling you, don't never have nobody think. You see what they did to him? If you be the king, you say you're the king now. And he was hanging on the cross. You say you're the king. He said, well, save yourself and your others too. He didn't save others, but he can't save himself. I'm going to tell you something about this here. At that time, it wasn't the time yet because he had to fulfill something. And I'm so glad that he didn't listen to them. What did he do, Ray? He hung there.
Come on
you
now.
And I. All help me there.
Come on now.
He hung
there
for you and I so we can have the opportunity to say, what we do this morning. Come give thanks. I think somebody's been so close in some danger, and God had got them out of them dangerous water. There's a song.
You're right.
That's a song.
Right.
Tell the old how you go ship of valiant. How that song
goes.
Give a call.
Tell the old ship of Zion. Tell the old ship of Zion, get on board, get on board. It has landed many a thousand. It has landed many a thousand. It has landed many a thousand. Get on board, get on board. King Jesus is
the
captain. King Jesus is a captain. King
Jesus
is a captain. Get on board. Get on board. Thank you, Lord.
Get on that boat to ride with you. They used to call the other boat, y'all remember that a long time ago, that boat they used to call Love Boat? And somebody
yes, sir.
About.
Yes, sir.
Love
yes,
boat.
Sir.
It's the best boat you can ever ride on. This ship we
yes,
got, it never lost nobody. Everybody think he's lost. No, you find once you find him. Amen. I know right about it. She got one more, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Better yet. Better yet, right? Mm-hmm. And it's there for the Christian, the fear of death will give away to the fullness of life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now. Come on now.
The
yes,
fear
that's
of
beautiful.
Death will give away
yes, sir.
To the fullness of life. Oh, I know I like that, boy. Because we,
yes,
man, we try our best. We try our best to let you know. A lot of folks, I don't like to play when we're dealing with salvation. I don't like to play when we're up there trying to tell somebody that God loves them and he loves them so much. I don't care how much wrong you've done. He died for it. You can't, only thing can stop you from God, and even then, because you didn't know, is blaspheming, even because you don't know. But once you've been taught,
right.
Once you taste
yes,
the heavenly spirit, and then you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, then you have a problem. But when you don't know,
right now.
You know, he
yes,
died
sir.
For it. So what I'm telling you, it's better yet, because you know, once you get the taste of it, somebody know what I'm talking about, it got us to wake up and
yes,
call
sir.
In. It got us to wake
amen.
Up and call our day off with the love of the Lord. Look what it did.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody probably thought we were going to do something. I just wanted to express her faithfulness, man, because if you read,
amen.
If you read it while I read,
that's great.
Real guy, I sent him to yesterday. He said he finally got it, but we was off the line then, you know. But if you read some of that stuff on there, one of them had like got 2015 on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I can be real with it. And another one got 2014. There was some memories for her. Some strong
thank you,
memories
Lord.
For her. And I want to tell you something. Maybe one of these days she might hit that one button and tell you about her little down back.
All right.
But I'm going to tell you something. What I heard is a beautiful thing because God
thank you, Lord.
Gave her another chance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's better yet. And then he told her, as you hit some things in your life, is it anything too hard for God?
All right,
she
said, all right.
And she was reading and pondering in God's word. Just quit worrying about your circumstances and focus on him. If you focus on him, I don't care what it is, your marriage, your mother, your father, your church, your job. Because so I keep looking on these. I keep reading. I keep seeing things. All the pastors are trying their best to express God's love. And they're looking through a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them ain't never did this in their life. Looking in the camera. This, I want you to do something. I know some of you are so savvy with the live feed. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean by savvy? Y'all just jump going in there. Just put the camera on me. Put the camera. I want you to get in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And get the Word of God and tell somebody, put the camera on me. and start expressing God's love. But I'm going to tell you, if you're bold enough to do that, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you're bold enough to get in front of a camera and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, I guarantee you, he will be right there with you. You will not fail. You will not fail. Because I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something. Now, you might not believe me. He is going to give you what ability, what you can do. Just stay in your lane. You know
what I'm talking about? Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, we talk about preachers, pastors. We talk about them, you know. But God gave a gift to some of them guys And what I said, some of the ladies, you know, to my express his love.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
And when they fall away from him, you can tell. you don't have to go ask nobody what happened because what time, cause you've been in the book. If you've been listening to us for a year, I guarantee you, you done got more than the average person to go to church. I'm not just bragging. I'm telling you what I know because we've been all over this Bible. We've been all over, Brother Randy, Brother D, Reverend Henry, Sister Mary been over here, Brother Tim been over here. Somebody, I know what you come on, you might hear somebody, you never know who you might hear. Nah, we've been here, our sister, she's been coming out time by time giving this word. She's been giving this word. And she's been faithful to this word and giving this word.
Amen.
God has been a blessing. But I'm going to tell you how I love her spirit. You know what I'm talking about? Her spirit so with humility, she'll allow us to read it. Allow us to express it. And not telling us to what to say. You express it. They never told us you didn't tell it wrong. I'm telling you, Heaven, I've been on the back line with her, and she's so a jewel to God's plan. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She sent me a card one day, man, and I got that card. I could tell she got that mother spirit, man. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes a kind word will go a long way. You know what I'm talking about?
Go a long way.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We need the kind word or something. Tell me, who don't need a kind word? Somebody to tell you they love you, they appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go.
And you know what I'm talking about? And they know that since I've been here, since I've been doing this, you enlighten me on some things that I haven't seen before. You know what I'm talking about? And I believe we're in a teachable moment right now.
Yes, I believe we're in a teachable moment right now.
It's just for the people that want to hear it. You don't have to stay. You know what I'm talking about? But it's for the people that want to hear John.
Thank you, Lord.
We went through John.
Mm-hmm.
Went through Luke. Now God grace our lives through Mark right now. And his name was John Mark.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
If you look at all the other ones, how they begin, John didn't talk about the genealogy, and he didn't say that who begat over died. He didn't go all through all that. He went straight to the meat. Amen. He went straight to the meat, and he was writing, like you said, he wrote it to the Roman world and to a large, the large world and to the Gentile mind. And I love this because they were so Jew. It was a Jew, right? It was written in like a customary for the Jew to understand. But he explained it so you and I could be in fellowship with the Christians, so Christians like us could explain about John the Baptist and baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've been all over this thing. Why I say this here? Because the purpose here is about Jesus. And this unquestionable Son of God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, John Mark. We learned that John, they said he walked with Peter, and he walked with Paul, and also what he was God said, one of the four Gospels. And we want to start off in the day about how God had blessed him to see some things, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, how God allowed him to come in and write about the word, and he directed us about how he expresses God love in the very beginning. Because look how it really started, chapter 1, the beginning. Look what it says, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And it is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, preparing you the way of the Lord and making his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. And there went out unto all the land of Judea and Jerusalem, and we said, and were baptizing of him in the Jordan, confessing what they seen. And John was clothed with camel hair, and with camel hair, and with a girdle of skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts with wild honey, and he preached, saying, "There come one mightier than I, and after me that I latches the latch of his shoes. I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose." I baptized.
All right.
And he had baptized with water. But what was he said? But he should baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. They both expressed it different. Oh, I love this thing. This life. And I know somebody said, man, we didn't went over this. We probably heard, but look how he wrote here. It's totally different from the other gospel. He started right off into the meat. He came straight through it. He said there was a man. He talked about Jesus Christ, but there was a one in the front runner. His name was John. He was telling you about this messenger. He was telling you about who Jesus Christ. He was telling about who was going to come down. And watch this, out these 42 generations. Matter of fact, if you read one of the gospel, he said he was before me. But then I'm going to be the one had to baptize him. They seen John preaching in the wilderness, crying out that Jesus was on his way. He was going to be the one among one of us. Look at here, brother. This is an ordinary person. That's how he's looking.
Yeah, sir.
He'll be looking like an ordinary person. They ain't going to even know who he is. But he's going to be teaching men, John teaching men how to be baptized and repenting of the remission of their sins. Get in favor with the Lord. Come out to the way right now. He before he came, John expressed so much that he was coming, that he was going to come and help us and see things different than we've ever been there. Look how man been doing all the time before that. They were going back and forth through the ritual of the atonement of sin. Sin was so easy to be done, nigga, and then they go and offer up some animals and kill these animals, and then go back out to the same thing they did it, and still do the same sin, my brothers and sisters. And God had to change that. John was there preaching and telling them that we should repent and be for forgiveness, but you had to get in the water. He had to get in the water. John did it through the water. But then if you look at John, you think something wrong with it. He had camel hair on. He was eating locusts with hunting. You know, he was out there. It's a different kind of fast right there. Amen. And he preached and said, there'll come one mighty than I after me. He said he's not even worthy to unloose his shoes. But he did it anyway, right? But look what I like about it before. Yeah, I put you in the water. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, I really saturated you in that water. But he going to come, Reverend. He going to put it in your, with the Holy Spirit. It's going to come from physical thing to a spiritual thing. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's going to be from a physical thing to a spiritual thing. And I don't know about you, once you get an encounter with the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. We have known someone get baptized in the Spirit. You know, I feel...
Yes.
When my brother called me the other day, I still will go back there, and God blessed me on that day, late on that night, with something I wasn't even looking for again, real. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Ask me a question, will I do something? You know what I'm talking about? But I didn't know he was seeing the ministry that we do every day. I didn't know he's really looking down on us like we do. We do it, and we know we're doing it for the kingdom building. But God wants sometimes to bless his children. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes he wants, I want you to go tell it over the hilltop. I want you to go in the valley and tell him. You know, some people say you need to come down. But I'm going to tell you something. Over here, we're all the way down. So we don't ask certain people just to come over here. We say you can come.
Mm-hmm.
And hear about the man, and I believe the Spirit came in that day. I really believe God wants us to repent. You know, talking about you got to quit. The one thing you got to quit giving people so much ammunition to fight you with. But still can repent and get back on board. You know, talking about sometime enough. The question ain't gonna have to be to me or Reverend Henry. It's gonna be to you and God. He wants the personal relationship with all of us. So once you get that Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit. Once he allows the Spirit of God to reside in you, you're going to say, Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus what I just did.
That's right.
And you don't watch it. This might not be right for a lot of folks. God might make you cut some people loose because it's making you what? It's making you fall out of love with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's making you walk away from him because... Because you're trying to defend yourself. But John's saying right here, repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For the remission of your sin. So God can forgive you. Because when Jesus comes, he's going to hit you with that Holy Spirit, and it's going to tell you, remember, to forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we were talking about today. And he hit me so hard after the morning ministry, man. I'm just sitting there by myself, man. And my brother called me, man. I ain't heard him for a little while. He hit me on the hip, and I don't think I could got two. He'll let you know. I don't think I got 3-4 words. I may just start crying, man. The first thing I'm praying and hope, and I was crying, telling Brother Wayne, I was telling him, I said, I just hope people hear me, man. Because I want somebody to hear me, man. You know, and I want somebody to know that I'm trying my best to express his love. I'm trying my best to show them Jesus. And then I was telling my brother there, and he was still encouraging me, you know what I'm talking about? And I was telling him, I said, man, I just pray that someone is getting this word. I'm not playing with this word. I want somebody to get it because God is coming back for us, man. People are dying every day. Mm-hmm. We get petitions to pray for people. You know, one while one Brother Willie said they're going to get a morning session, you know, for that grieving thing. But let me tell you something. God is a just God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He came in and blessed me with that, with the knowing that he was in the midst. Because even late on that evening, Rev, I sent Rev a text about something with God that blessed me. Was trying to transition me with doing something, right? It don't have to come. It'll come when God said it. We was taught God, mm-hmm. God, you don't have to go looking for something. It'll come looking for you. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. When God wants to move something, you don't have to go, look for a job. Some job come mm-hmm. find us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he said, why are you there? I want to tell you, I'm not John.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing the John Spirit. I'm trying to prepare a way for the Lord. I'm trying to speak the word. I'm only different from John. When we baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and
mm-hmm.
the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, when you go in that water, we really believe that things going to change in your life. We really believe. Why are you saying that, man? Because it started with me first. Somebody baptized you. People taking this stuff, ain't nothing but a public thing. No, I'm telling you this. It wouldn't be so if Jesus would never got baptized, my brother and sister. He told John mm-hmm. he had to do it. And John didn't want to do it. And he told me he had to do it because he had to make way. Oh, Heavenly Spirit. See, John didn't know why, but Jesus did. He had to make example for all of us.
That's right.
He told him, man. Even when he gave me that great commission, mm-hmm. and he came out to the tomb, and he told them, he said, all power is given unto me.
Yes.
Did he say that,
all right?
All power.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said he took
all
the death,
power.
Death, right? And took the sting from death. And he told the grave, where is thy victory? He did that. And he told them, do what, Ralph? He said, go out and teach man the commandments the way that I taught you. That's what he told them, right? And he told them, go mm-hmm. teach them what? Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. People be thinking about why you don't hear so much because we so hooked up commercialized. We want people to come to our
mm-hmm.
church. We want people to come
right.
listen to it. So we want to pick up their
mm-hmm.
passage. So when you start talking about baptism, there's a newness there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a newness
yes,
there.
Sir.
Because you're symbolizing the death in the burial and the resurrection. Well, I know I'm right about
yes.
it. I know it's in a popular subject, though. I know pretty much people, they get busy, they won't. They didn't hear them many times. But let me tell you something. You ain't going to be able to hang up on God. You ain't going to be able to get so busy you can't hear God. There's going to be a time you want to answer to God. You're going to say, what was you on that day when that man, you heard that man? You hear that man tell you about baptism, and you know you're supposed to be getting baptized. And you know
because
you were afraid because somebody taught you wrong. I'm trying to tell you just, you're not. When you get baptized, we believe the old man died in the water because that's what it did. It went down like Jesus did. You should walk like new. But it's not an overnight sensation sometimes. Some people don't get it like most. Some, it takes a little time. But let me tell you something. But you made the best decision to get in there. I asked a young man the other day. He said, man, I got baptized when I was young, Reverend. And
mm-hmm.
I said, did you know why? He said, no, really. I said, if someone asked you, why do you want to get baptized, what would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, how would you say it, Reverend? I can put yours, but I know
mm-hmm.
you can have it. Well, how would you
Lord,
say it, Reverend?
To be obedient. To be obedient to the Lord, to want a more closer walk with him, to know him more, to complete the plan of salvation. knowing that is essential. It is a must. It is necessary. It walks hand in hand with that confession that you make. It symbolizes that death, that burial, and that resurrection. It symbolizes us pulling off the old man and putting on the new man. It symbolizes, it is symbolic, and it also is necessary. That symbolic is showing to the public, but it also is an inward thing to help you realize that confession that you made. Now you're acting out upon it, and you're raised to walk in this newness of life. It's time to pull off that old and put on the new.
Well, said it because he ain't said because he didn't know. He said it because he helped too as well.
I asked that brother there,
and that brother said because he want to get a closer walk with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I told him, you did it, brother. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Did I ask you believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection? He said, yes, I believe mm-hmm. Jesus died. I believe God rose him up. I said, well, you are saved.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and the Spirit. See, I believe the Spirit mm-hmm. is coming with the belief. I believe the Spirit
Thank
is
you.
When you confess. But when the,
yeah.
when you go the other way with it, and when you start looking at the natural of it, when man start walking, what he said, he believed
mm-hmm.
Oh, him. And that's what messed up because they think, well, I see Eric, and he did this. And he baptized.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that messed people up. Because we can hurt people and stumble them walking with God.
That's
right. Let me tell you something. All of them, the Bible says, Romans 3:23, you can get a chance. Romans 3:23 says, we're all fall short on the coming of the Lord. I know it, on the glory of the Lord. All of us. But it ain't how you fall, my brothers and sisters. It's
mm-hmm.
how you get on. Why are you stressing her? Because John Mark preached the message. You know what I'm talking about? And he was preaching about Christ. And you remember I said, you see his name Mark, but his name was John Mark. And he when he was preaching, see, if you want to be enslaved in something, you don't want to be slave in the sin. You want to loose that sin to have you bound down. So John talked about the ministry of the physical substance of the water baptism, but the baptism could be only the what? Pointed towards God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You might catch the one come from fire. He said he would minister the spiritual reality. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The baptism of spiritual is of God himself. I just told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's a spiritual thing that me and you and I, we have to get connected to. So now you
mm-hmm.
shouldn't be. You shouldn't let it hinder you. And one said, what, okay, been baptized with the Holy Spirit of God. This is one who can fill us with the divine nature of the saving us in this corrupt world. So once you accept him, things start changing in your life. You start looking at things different now. You start wanting to do things different now because you got his love.
Mm-hmm.
You guys love.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm very misunderstood a lot. You know, maybe because of my speech impediment. You know, but let me give you something so you can hear me good. There's nothing too hard for God. Can you? Did you understand?
Man. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you hear me?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Did you hear? God, He wants us to serve Him. Some of us, we're not preachers, pastors, and teachers. But then you know we are? We are ambassadors of Christ. That is a representative
mm-hmm.
of Christ. We should be able to give somebody an encouragement word. And we should tell them God is the way. Serve the Lord will pay off. And I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, man, after a while, it will pay off. Because soon as you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, it changes today. It changes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stop. They don't ever want to fight now.
Yeah,
they don't stop him
from
wanting to keep coming at you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know, he thought he got the victory when Jesus died. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
that appearance
yes,
is something different, isn't it? And so Jimmy said something different. I did the prison inside, mm-hmm. and he saw the water and the blood came out of his. He said something different,
yeah.
right? He said, "Surely this was a righteous man."
mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes,
can
sir.
You imagine in that moment? You know, when you see somebody persecute one of your brother and your sister, now, you know what we should be doing? Now, preferably, see, mm-hmm. over here, the reason why I'm talking like this, over here, we get ourselves in a lot on these back lines, right? But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, when you really trying to walk with the Lord, somebody said, you're going to be wrong when you say this. Well, when you really try, if you're not ready to deal with some of these guys, you might need to stay on the line with them. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So that devil get in
yes,
you and
yes,
stand
sir.
Back. He'll stand back and say, look at you. Come on, you ain't going to
mm-hmm.
do this no more. I got you to do it. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what he
uh-huh.
is. He wants us to fail. He wants
yes,
to discredit
sir.
God in us. What you say, Rick?
Yes, sir. Oh yeah. I like to add this with, I know you said, some might look at somebody and say they've been baptized, but they do this and they do that. But there, it is a process, and God allows things for a moment. But there comes a time in your life, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and 11th verse will tell you, when I was a child, I think as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. There's going to be a come a time in your own life, you know. It may be that time when you caught up in something or you backslide and someone say, man, I thought you was this and that. And I thought, you know, the realization comes up on you then. You know, hey, I need to put this away.
Yes.
I need to put this away. But it is a process. It's not no overnight sensation. It is a process. God allow us. He delivers us, and then he allow us to be tried. Then he delivers us. You know, we have to grow. Yes, sir.
Hey, Rick,
yes, sir.
When you said that, I'm just only going to speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for no one else. When I came
praise
to
the
Jesus
Lord.
This time, when I came to Jesus for the first time, Mother beat us and made us go to church, you know. But when I came to Jesus this time, I can honestly say that since I met the Lord on this side, I have bumped my head. I have failed.
Mm-hmm.
I hit my knees, my back, and everything.
Same here.
But I never left the body of Christ. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But in them skins, torn off my body, my head looking like, remember when Martin Lawrence show, you know, when he went to fight Tom and Hearn, and he came back with all the knots inside
his
head. You know, that's how it is with life, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I just thank God, man, for what he got in store for us, man, when we get to see him say, watch this, I got to get to this part because I can remember even when God gave me, when I came back to him, I could see the same. I see the same thing happen, and it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee. Look what he said.
Mm-hmm.
It was baptized of John in the Jordan, and straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the Spirit, like a dove, is sending it up on him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. You know, when I read it, brother, and I look at this here, and I can't speak for nobody else. I just see how God showed Jesus something. God will give you something in the spiritual realm that sometimes only you will just see. That sometimes God will give you something in the spirit around and let everybody see that he's with you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
So remember, I told you, John had to be a good man. John loved God. And he loved God so much, and he knew he wasn't worthy to do it. But when he done it, see, John had a heart right. So if your heart right, whoever baptized your heart right, I believe God will open up the heavens. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I believe he will open
sir.
That heaven up and do some things in your life and take it out your heart right then. I really believe that. I believe some people downplay this thing, but let me tell you, it's the best decision you ever made on Heavenly Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The moment that you go and submerge into that water, and then you emerge out of that water, I'm telling you, I can remember I got baptized in the Spirit, leaving that church that day, and I accepted the Lord as my Savior again. I cried. I cried. And he, let me tell you, just kept on crying, couldn't stop crying. You know, Dama. And then what happened, Ram? Went to sleep. And God woke me up with a dove. I heard it and opened up, seen the dove. And I didn't know, man, at that time what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And had the Holy Spirit that sent it down on me. Because he's going to help me read the book. He's going to help me. He's going to teach me the word. You know, I had a gentleman there helping me in the word, you know, I didn't know a lot of things, what it mean, you know, I was like most out. I had just grabbed the book and started reading, you know, but he gave me something in there. And I believe when I see how Jesus, when he went in there, the Holy Spirit came down him like a dove. I really believe that he does us the same way once he prepared us for a journey. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
he
is
prepared for a journey, and he prepared so much that next night he sent me to Psalms 22, and had me to read that. You know, didn't know what I was reading, kept reading it, but it took years when I went back again and read it to what he was saying. You know, and I'm telling you, some of the stuff we're not gonna understand right off the bat. You know, but when he do reveal it to us, when he do reveal it to us. You better believe me. He's going to be there to help us through it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, so we can be able to express his love. Didn't know what's today's date, April the 29th, right? 2021, that I will be here when I was over there in 1996, 97. Knew I was going to be talking to you right now. Didn't know it. You didn't know I was going to be able to, God was going to do this. You never know what place and time God will have you do and prepare you for. You never. That's why when you get some, be nuggets. When you get some, put it in your pocket. Put it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus could have did something different, but he came down humble.
Oh, yeah.
And allowed that man to baptize him. Because he said it right here. He said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily.
Yes, sir.
Follow me.
Yes, sir.
When was the last time you put your cross down and you're supposed to pick it up daily, carry it along with you? Somebody said, what you talking about? There's a burden there. When you look at the cross, it's a burden. He took on a burden for you and I. And he wants to take that same burden. Because it's going to be some people not going to want to hear you sometime, Reverend. But you got to tell it like it is.
Yes, sir.
There's a commission in this power that he give us that we have to stay with it, man. We can't even be wavy with it, Reverend. We have to stay with
that's
it
right.
all the way. We have to, even though it'd be so that we he like show us some spirits like he did, open up the heavens and allow Jesus to see it. And I know John seen him. Seen him coming down, that little spirit coming down. And then look at him. It was more than a sunlight, real. It was more than a bright, shiny day, real. You know what it was? It was God speaking to his son and telling him how he was so pleased. How he was so pleased. He was giving him thanks before he even took a journey. Before he even stepped out there and did anything. Hit me, Holy Spirit. Watch this here, real. He said, look with it. You have not chose me, but I have chose you and ordained you that you should go bring forth fruit, that the fruit you should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, what he say? He may give it unto you. John 15:16. Once you've been in this book, because we really believe, now this ain't going to sound right, we really believe that we should save the soul. We believe that once you've been converted, once God has changed your life, once he just helped you out of that dark and put you on the morning light, you got to tell somebody about it. You got to tell somebody, say, man, it's a better way than that. Choose to walk with the Lord. And then you might not know every scripture of the book, but tell them Jesus loved them. Tell them Jesus loved them. He loved them so much that he was patient for all of us. You know, some of us, we can get so busy trying to explain it our way to them, but give them Jesus. Say, tell them about Jesus Christ, the man who walked this earth. And what he took on all of our sin and burned it. That's that cross for you and I. That's why we can understand what John says immediately. The Spirit drove him into the wilderness. Oh, yes, yeah. Sir. When I say John, y'all, I mean John Mark.
Mm-hmm. John Mark. Uh-huh.
And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness, what, 40 days. What?
Mm-hmm.
Tempted of Satan, and it was with the wild beast, and the angel ministered unto him. See, he didn't go like the other gospel when told you everything what went on. One of the gospel, when he went in there, and when Jesus came out the wilderness, and the devil came to him and saw a stone on the ground and told him, if you're hungry, he said, turn this stone into bread. And Jesus said, it is written. The man don't live by what? Bread alone. But every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, man.
Yes,
he told Jesus, let's go to the mountain. He told him, you can have all these things if you just fall down and worship me. Look at that, bro. Look what he did, man. He said, the man don't tempt God. He said, we don't worship no other God but who? Man, who worship? No, but be God, you know.
But
what I love about this, man, that adversary, every time Jesus hit him with something, every time he hit me with something, Jesus hit him right back. Let him know that even though I'm tempted, even though you're trying to tempt me because you feel like I'm in my weakest point, I'm still strong because God is in me. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, yes,
help
sir.
Me. Even when you're at your weakest spot, that when you see the adversary got you, quit leaning to your flesh. And lean to the spiritual man that's inside of you. Let that spiritual man strengthen you, because that's what it is. Sometimes the devil think he's going to win. Because why? Because he thinks you're in a spot that he can win in. But when you can just tell him, no, I'm not going to do that. Resist that. That's what Jesus did. All the things he was tempted by in the wilderness, he accomplished it because he was. He had the Spirit of the Lord and dwelling in him. You have the same.
Yes.
You have the same power because he left us with a comforter inside of us. That's the Holy Ghost. You can listen to that. Somebody know. When the last time, I wish somebody was bold enough to hit that one button. And when you want to make an error, a major error, and a small voice told you no.
All right.
Don't do it.
All right.
Oh, he'll be able to. Yeah, I know a lot of folks ain't that bold, but let me tell you something. I was a guy was telling me last night, right? He was sweeping, right? This is how people are, man. He's a believer, right? And he told me, he said, get back. You too clean. I'm going to get this dirt on you. I said, man, don't sweep that dirt on me, right? So he took it in a way like I'm threatening him, right? Right? But I would let him know the same way he jive with me, I'm jive right back in him, right? Because I wouldn't really trip about no dirt, real. You know what I'm talking about, real.
Yeah.
You know, and he was telling me about some things, and I told him, I said, let me tell you this. I said, I don't have a event thanking me anymore. I don't use my hands no more. I don't do all that thing, so I pray about things now. It might sound weak to you, but let me tell you something, brother. At the end, I know it pays off for me because I don't have to fight.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, talking about a tongue wrestling with you, because God has done something inside of me to change my heart, how I look at things now.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? You got that dirt. You just swept it all on me. I promise to God I would never put my hands on you. He said, yeah, I bet you saying that. You ain't no Christian. You just saying that. I said, brother, I won't ask you to tip me to do nothing, but I'm telling you right now, I don't even look at you. I said, my mind's on something else right now. Remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I told my mind's on something else.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I'm telling you something, it ain't wrapped around what you're talking about. I know it's the devil because he's trying to use the young brother. You know what I'm talking about? But telling you this here, self-control is a good thing. When you can control
Thank
your
you
anger. Lord. You can sit there and look at that and say, well, which would be way out better? We count the cost real quick. Sometimes you got to count that cost quick. Then what happened to us on sometimes, watch this, man, we might be around some people, and then they sound weak when someone ridiculed you, talking about you. Then you don't know who I am. If you knew me back such and such a time, why would you entertain and try to tell him what you are and what you used to be?
Right.
What you need to tell them, they need to try Jesus. My ministry sound weak. Try Jesus.
No, that's strong.
Look at the
that's
temptation.
Strong.
Look at the temptation. Look at the temptation. Try Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start saying, man, this dude is crazy. I done told him this and us and that. And he talking about try Jesus. And somebody said, now you sound so holy. Let me tell you this here. I don't know. You know, maybe y'all grow. It's a little different. But our growth over here, I believe my brother with me, that we're trying to express the love of God in all situations.
Yes, sir.
And quickly, too.
Yes, sir.
He done taught us that. He done taught us the same thing used to trip us up. Don't trip us up anymore. Now we look to him for all things. So how do you get to that? How do you get to that prayer and supplication?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
reading his word, moving my mind, my heart from my own way to his way. What I mean by taking time, because Jesus was tempted on every hand, but he didn't sin.
Yes.
He didn't sin, my brothers and sisters. And when he does this, he does it with love. So I'm telling you, while we starting this book, you're going to hear me say many times, maybe whoever else, might want to get in and express God's book today or tomorrow or down the line. This is John Mark. Jesus, now he at the point, he's been tempted by the devil. After all of that, when he had baptized and the dove and sent it on, now he is tempted in the 40 days. Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit. He's been tempted in the 40 days. And tormented because he was hungry because he hadn't eaten. Now God allows some things that happen to show him he's still strong. The devil can't do nothing about it. He can't do nothing. He just teaching the lesson right there. Mark ain't doing like the rest of them, going all the full detail. He didn't know that Jesus would tempt. He's going to get to the meat in a minute because when he was saying, this probably going to be the last two scriptures right here when I want to spread. When he said, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and said, look at here, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, ye, and believe in the gospel. Boy, I like that there. John, John, remember one time Rev taught a lesson, John said, I must decrease. Jesus must increase, so I must decrease. So that meaning that he had to get off the scene. He had to get out of the way. He knew it was transition. Now Jesus is coming now. And this time they had put John, this is John the Baptist. They put him in jail, right? Put him in prison. But watch this here, Reverend. I love about this here, Reverend. Now you see what he was doing. He already set the stage up for him, heaven and earth spirit. And I like how he did it in the beginning of the ministry. He did what he did. Now he had to pass this between him and what? Jesus. Now Jesus got this life now. Oh, heaven and earth spirit. We've been around this thing long enough to know that now Jesus is stepping in, and he coming right on in because he said he preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. He's letting you know he's in the scripture right now. He's going to come in and show man the way to live. He's going to show man hallelujah. Oh, heavens. And I'm going to tell you what I love about Jesus. And this is how I learned about the preaching aspect of it. He did what he preached. Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit. Everything he preached, he lives what he preached. A lot of people can preach a good sermon and don't do it. Man, did you hear what's the name, boy? He preached, and but then you meet him in the dark spots of his life. Because God exposed sin and let people see sin. You know, talking about that, but Jesus, don't hit me on the spirit. He preached the what? The fulfillment of the kingdom of God is at hand.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, repent and believe the gospel. Because he said the gospel is who? What's the gospel around? Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Christ is the gospel. Oh, help me. He is the...
You're right.
He is the gospel. Jesus is the gospel. So it's when he... All the time they've been talking about over 42 generations. He came. He's here now. Now they get to see the evidence. But he told them to repent. Reverend, when the last time you had to repent? Kingdom of God. Oh, yes, Lord. Help me a little bit. This is because the kingdom is at hand, right? It's right there.
Yeah.
God is in the midst of you. He didn't leave him there. He wanted to declare, we must repent. Repent.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get you again. Repent is not a 360. I have no spirit. Repent is a man do 180 degrees from what the things he called, he had God to help him stop doing. And when he does it, he fulfilled it with God's love and Holy Spirit. Because he's not justified of what he did. He's justified for what? Justification comes from through Jesus Christ, man. Because Jesus is our propitiation for our sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was the one who came down and made it possible that we can go to him so we can be forgiven. Watch this here. I got a little statement here. Faith is by itself satisfied the law. Faith without repentance and without the true change of life, it is insincere. It is a profession only. It permission up of God to think he will come for our rescue and self-center his life just in our life. He wants us to live like he changed us. You know, somebody said, what you talking about? Once you repent, you shouldn't be want to go back the same thing you done before, my brothers and sisters. You should want to stay with the Lord because he meant it. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right there. It's right there. I'm here now. You seeing me now. I am that what they're talking about, the kingdom of God. I'm coming down. I'm the Messiah. Now you don't have to, can I do this here? I'm going to just do this here. He is the ideal man.
He is the ideal man.
What no other man can do it?
The ideal man.
He's the ideal man. He can stand for all of us. And he offered himself up to us. And you know what? And he was the ideal man to make a payment. If I can put it like this. He's the ideal man to make a payment for you and I. What did he pay it with? I asked you yesterday, what are you doing with the blood? Because he paid for you. He paid. You got a ransom out there, brother. Well, all you got to do is come on in. And sacrifice that he did for us. He broke that law up. That law can't do nothing for us no more. All that law was doing this time, he pointed out. But now he took that law and he fulfilled that law. Now man can look through him to be saved. If he has anything in his son's name, he said he'll give it to us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God for our lesson today. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, how he came in and helped us with old John Mark. If it be God's will.
Thank you.
Watch this here now. If it be God's will for us to stay in the book and keep pushing on, and he keeps spreading. It might be time we might come and do something a little different. But I love this here, brother. Oh, I love this here. So God be the man for all the things he has done. He's doing great things, Reverend. He's doing so much great things right now, Reverend, that you and I can sit and go back and tell somebody he's good.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not no perfect vessel. But in Christ, we are. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because when we're in Christ, God look at us through his Son. But when we're out of the will of God, that's when that other man come out. Help me, Holy Spirit. What did you do, man, when the other man come out? What did you do when the other man come out, man? Somebody said, that other man should be what? He should be dead in the water. So what I told you a while before, spirit transfer. Watch who you're dealing with. Watch who you be around.
That's right.
Watch how you try to help somebody because it'll jump back on you. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for our brother, John Mark, how he expressed it the way he started the writing of the book. You know, and I thank God how we look at this day. Help me, Holy Spirit. And we look at the day of love. We look at the day of peace. Again, access to God. And look here. And God's always accessible in our time of need. Know who I got that from? Access to God. And God is always accessible. Look and see, in our time of need. And look and see, when I need access to God in prayer, there is no secure question. Look at that now. And there's no business required. I love the assurance that John gave when he said, look what he said, when he said, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I love that part.
Yes.
That's our sister, 2015.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Mother, I love the nugget she sent to us, you know. I think, again, you say this is another one. She sent back, sit there and God giving it to her to go along with the lesson. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the frequency of Christ. The frequency of Christ. When we walk with God, people would notice. Yeah, I like that. When we walk with the frequency of Christ. What is the frequency of Christ? Can I do something? It's the gift he gave us. He gave us the gift of love.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a gift of being gentle. He gave us a gift of being long-suffering. He gave us this other gift that we call the fruit of the Spirit. Once you have these things inside of you, then people, when you come upon people, they're going to know something different about you. They're going to know something strange about you. One of the books says, one of the books says, we are peculiar people. When they see you, they look at you, they say, there's something about you. Rev taught the other day when Peter had his hand, woman by the fire. He denied Jesus three times. But Jesus told him, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they looked at him, they said, something about you, your speech, what you look like, it's something about you, you ain't like us.
Mm-hmm.
You won't win, man.
Right.
You ain't like us.
Right.
So
that's
when
right.
people see you, they say, sometimes they say, you shouldn't be around us anyway. Why are you over here anyway? You shouldn't be over here. They,
mm-hmm.
they tell you right and wrong. How about that? You should be there to help them. If you're not there to help them, yeah, you should be getting away. Because you're there playing with the devil. You like, Brother Will always playing that song. He said, if you let the devil ride, he's assuming he's going to want to try. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Making a masterpiece, right? I like that. He said, only God can transfer a sin-stained soul into a masterpiece of grace. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God sees us a masterpiece that one day we will be done. His Spirit works through all of our lives to make us like his Christ. I like that.
Yeah.
He wants to be a representative. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When do you think he might get through it, Rev? I'm telling you right now. Some of them probably say, well, if you knew my story, he ain't through with me. No, he ain't through with me.
Right? Yeah.
But boy, when he get me in for his presence, that's the Holy Spirit. Somebody going to be still talking about, I remember when. So they still talking about it. I remember when Jesus walked this earth and he healed the people he healed. He was that masterpiece. And he said, this is what Christ and God is doing. He got us in the potter's hand and he's shaping the molding. Some of us got some stuff. He chipped on a chisel off of us and we keep going back and rolling back in that mud and getting back dirty again. But I'm going to tell you something. One more good old molding. You might not get a chance to get out that mud. So while you got the blood running deep in your vein, warm, get out the mud and walk with the King. Walk with the King of Glory.
He wants
when people see you that he had his hands on you and he covered you with his blood. It was his blood. came down 42 generations to help you and I.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nothing that we studied so hard about. It was the blood.
Thank you.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for your understanding. Because if it had not been in you, Lord, we couldn't even be here right now. So, Lord, have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank
you.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Aunt Martha. Thank you, cousin Martha. And thank you, sister. Because we really believe John Martha. Now we're going to hear how John wrote his gospel that the God gave him. And the gospel is what? Again,
mm-hmm.
real. Jesus.
The
Christ.
The word of God.
Sir. Yes, sir.
It's the word. It's the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes,
sir.
Is at
hand. I'm going to step aside when I say this here. I'm going to step aside when I say this. I know I'm right about it because we've been trying to do it over years after year. And it don't seem dull to us. All we doing is sharpening them old teeth, sharpening them old hearts up, sharpening each other up so we be able to help somebody else along the way. That's what it's about. When the last time you helped somebody? When the last time you encouraged somebody? Encouraged somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we stop right there. Verse 15. It'll be God's will. If it is will. If any of your brothers have anything to bring to the table.
That's beautiful. Thanksgiving. Thank him. Thank him for this food he blessed us to receive. That it be nourishment to our spiritual bodies. We thank him for what he's already done. We thank him for the strength he's given, even as you went through the lesson. God bless with strength. Keep blessed with strength. I thank God for that. I thank God for allowing us to assemble. I thank God for allowing it to go forth. Thank God, because he didn't have to do it. But I thank God for even listening and manifestation of the Holy Spirit through the expounding of the word. I thank him. And thank him for hearts being receptive. Thank him for prayers that went up. I thank him for, I thank him for endurance, the spirit of endurance, to be able to endure. Thank him for the spirit of being so open and transparent that, and not that we know all, but we know one that knows all, and we want to give all that he give us to us. So thank him for that, and thank him for the love that he expressed. So you could, because it's just like the invitation, whosoever will, and that's I love you, how you say that, how you open it up, whoever wants to, whoever wants to, and you're praying. And you're praying in faith that people are coming on, and they're coming on curses. And I thank God for that spirit, for that reverence in the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank God for all that he's doing. Thank you for all that he's doing, what he have done, and what he's doing right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the strength again. Thank you for the strength in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, brothers, I got a little background noise. I'm trying to do it as easy as I can here. I didn't come in this morning to do no talking. Just stopped by and said thank you. Nothing lovely. Word from God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right? You know, when you get the word, and it's coming from God's man,
God,
you
got to
understand
Lord.
It's a word from God. It's a word from God.
God
my brother says, the young man said, if I sweep this dirt on you, you don't get angry. My brother said, no, brother. See, that's the old man. That was the time. And he don't exist in this body here no more. Oh, that was a time. The Bible told man, he said, get angry. He said, sin not. I love the fact that my God knows all. So I'm like Reverend Harris said, I just thank the Lord.
Thank
Thank you, Lord,
yes,
for my brothers.
Thank you, Lord,
for the gathering. Thank you, Lord. I've said it many times. This is the only church that some people, you know, I used to listen to him say that.
Yeah.
And I started taking a heed to it because I'm finding it to be more and more truthful every day.
Yes, sir.
And then one day a young man called me, young man out of Florida called me, and he told me those exact words. He said, Brother D, he said, man, you just don't know what it'd do for me to hear you on Tuesday.
God bless.
And now I can come on during the week. And I thought about something Brother Eric always said. This is the only church that some people would hear and some people know.
That's it.
So we thank the Lord for allowing us to come on together in his word.
That's right, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Blessing. I heard my brother say something a few minutes ago. Him and I can fight on the back line later. But I heard him say something. He said, when God get through with me, he said, I know you're not through with me. And I started thinking when he was saying it, you know, I tell you guys all the time, something should stick with me. If you truly believe in the Lord, if you truly love God, and I said I wasn't going to be long this morning, but if you truly love God, when the word is going out, you just can't tell me that there's nothing said that's going to stick with you. Or it should be something to hang on to you. And when it was, I heard my brother say that I know he's not through with me. I started asking myself, I said, Brother D, do you ever want God to get done with you? And my answer is that I don't ever want God to finish with me. I don't ever. Want God to finish with me. See,
now
if God
side.
Ever finished with me, not on this side, not on this side. See, you know, when I think about it, bro, when I get on the other side, all my work has been done then. I'll be able to reap my labor then. See, I'll be able to deal. I ain't got to worry about harvesting no more. I'll just be living my labor then. So I don't want God to finish with me on this side. See, if God ever finished with man on this side, man is, we got to realize what man is. Man is an uncontrollable beast. So if God finished with man on this side, man could easily get out of pocket, as my grandfather said. He said, son, you look too big for your britches. Man would get grown for his britches then, because man would easily start thinking he's doing it for himself now.
Yes.
So I don't ever want God to finish with me. I want God to forever keep his hands on me. And at some point in time, it sounds contradicting, but at some point in time, I want God to whip me. And if he do that, he keeps me from thinking that I'm perfect. He keeps me from thinking that I'm all... I tell it as a joke. I say I'm always right and never wrong. But when God whoops me sometimes, he keeps me from thinking wrong. So I don't ever want God to finish with me.
Yes.
I want to forever be able to hear God's word until I hear that well done, that
our
good and faithful servant. Until I hear well done. Beautiful lesson, my brother. Beautiful lesson.
God bless you. You know, when you say that, when you said that, I'm going to say this here because a lot of folks probably don't believe it. You can lose that if you don't use it.
Amen. If you don't use it, you can lose it. Amen.
You can lose it. Yes,
and you know something, my brother? It's funny you said that because that may need to be expounded on one day because of what you just said. Some people may not. You know, I say all the time, I say when I do my Tuesday service, you hear me say it all the time, I hear Brother Dog say it, this is a Tuesday that you'll never see again.
Oh,
Someone called Brother Dog or sent him a text early Tuesday and asked us to expound on it more because she didn't quite understand what we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to tell him, just get you a picture of your young and look in the mirror at your old and tell me you see them Tuesdays again.
Mm-hmm.
You see that day, but you won't see this day. And that's
all right.
When you say that, if you don't use it, you just might lose it. We might, you might need to teach on that one day, my brother.
And that's a good lesson, because it's talking about somebody got it.
Amen.
You know, be careful, you know. He'll give it to somebody
else. Be careful.
You know, it's a scripture.
Amen. He gave powers to it, didn't he?
One man had five talents.
I like to tell people, there is nothing new under the sun. God has already foretold any and everything. It's already been talked about. It's already been written down. He left it on records.
I thank God so much about how he revealed it and bring things back to remembrance, man. Like when you say that, he just stole it in my mind. And there's two places that he didn't told us about. And one of them, he said about a lost coin. You know, talking about
talent.
He told another one about he gave something to some man, and he told him to go use it. And he used his, and he had five more to it. Mm-hmm. And then one didn't use his. What did he do? He took that what he didn't use. He gave it to the other.
I knew you was a treacherous man. And if you take what you want. He said, but you knew this about me. But yes, you did nothing.
Did not.
Even though you knew I was like this. Hey, Brad, y'all understand. This is why I can't understand how. And I was just saying this to myself on Tuesday service. How can you take a book that can tell you everything that has came to pass, coming to pass, and is in the present right now, and then not believe in what does say the Lord? I just don't understand. I don't understand how man can do it.
Praise God.
I just don't understand.
Well, you want something?
Because there's truly nothing new. Whatever we go through, I don't care what the trials and tribulations are. I don't care what the heartaches and pain be. It's already been foretold.
What is it? Count the cost.
Count the cost.
Cannonball. Who told you?
There's a parable that show men of suffering. There's parable to show men of poorness. There's a parable to show men of richness. There's a parable to show men of holdom. There's a parable to show men of lying. There's a parable to show men of trusting. I mean, should I go on? But yes, you don't believe.
Yes, sir. You're awesome, man.
How do you not? I just don't, that's the reason I said I don't want God to finish with me. I truly want to always have his hands on me. See, when you got the Lord hands on you, my brother, I heard you speak of this in your word. God stops things. And what I mean by that, it's up to you if you hear. But God stops things. See, because I want to go wrong. But the Lord talk to me. Now, if I don't listen, that's my fault. But the Lord will tell me. He'll show you when you're right.
He'll show you
when you're wrong. And then there's another passage of scripture. See what I mean when I say the Bible's already spoken of all things. He said, hold your peace. He said, hold your tongue. So the word said, if you just stand still, he said, I'll fight your battles for you. So I don't have to go out here and fight no more. There was a time I thought these two things hanging on the end of my wrist was the only way I knew to solve a problem. That, using that other one finger. That was the only way I knew to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that's the only way I knew it is because I got away from what I truly knew.
The master.
When you come back home. Mm-hmm. When you come back home. I heard my brother say he was baptized. When you come back home. Yes, Lord, when you come back home. God has a way. God truly has a way.
Yes, he does. Yes, it does. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, my brothers and sisters, it's been a wonderful day, Brother B.
Yes,
Brother. Yes. You know, God has put a smile down on us. He allows us to see a good day. He allows us to get our day started out in a way that he wanted to be started. And we thank him for
thank
the word.
You
know, like I said, we're going to be in John Mark for a little while. But we might come on, we might not get in John. It's because of how the Spirit moves, you know.
Amen.
But we do believe that when we do this, we think about Brother Dexter, you know. That's what we do.
Thank
and
you,
we do
yeah.
believe he's still being taught. How about that?
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank God, because just for the record, his significant other still comes on. She was on the last 2 days.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
So, you know,
amen.
Keep her lifted up too, you know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep her lifted up. You know, and, anybody else that going through or still thinking about somebody that God had transitioned to rest, you know.
Amen.
So we just lift up the body of Christ, you know, for God's will to be done in everybody's life, you know. And we pray sincere about God moving in people's lives because the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right here. And we want to be the one to help you get there. If you don't know him,
amen.
If you do know him, we want to encourage you to stay with him, you know. Then we also encourage you to carry someone else, you know, tell them about the goodness of the Lord. You know, you don't have to know every book in the Bible. All you have to do is tell them, I know a man. One day I was sleeping in my grave. So I said, well, you still living, man. I was dead.
I'm alive.
Well, why did you know you're alive? Because I remember the things I used to do, I don't want to do no more.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you. I don't want to do it.
Places I used to go.
Yeah, no more seat. God has put a taste in my mind. It's called the Holy Spirit. And it puts it in my heart, and it covers us. So we thank God for this ministry. Thank God for any time anybody can express his love, wherever God uses them, man. But let this light that God gives you, let it shine before, man, your good works.
Yes,
and your Father was in heaven will be glorified. They'll look at it and say, it's got to be God. It's got to be God. Because I know that that rapper. I know that joker. It's got to be God.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be God.
That old scowl never.
Yeah, boy, it's got to be God. So we go in prayer.
Look,
we
you
leave.
Know something, Brother Eric?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at that, and you should be able to tell yourself, if he could change a wretched joker like him, man, what would he do for me?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't as bad off as he was.
Yeah.
I just stole a little bit. You know, I wasn't quite as bad.
Right.
If he would fix him, look at how he walking. He's walking in the newness. Man, what would he do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Try. Just try, Jesus.
Well, he's a good God to try.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So we say this
yes,
again.
Yes.
If it be his will, for us to be tomorrow,
yes.
We'll be here.
Yes.
Be in prayer with the whole gospel of God. That it be preached
thank you,
and taught. That it won't be compromised because of man's feeling. It's compromised of man's Jesus feeling, God's feeling. So we don't do no compromise with the wellness. We do it, we tell it, it's like a two-edged sword. As we cut, he cut us back.
Yes, sir.
As I told you, you remember that episode with Marvin trying to get his right back to Gina? And the one over there fought against Tom and Hearn, he came out like he'd been a penny factory.
Let God fight your battle.
Yes, sir.
Tell it.
We thank the Master. We thank the Master. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We thank you for the hour that you give us, Lord, to come and worship and thanking your name, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the ones that came, even the ones that spoke, Lord. Lord, kind words, Lord, encouraging, being transparent of our lives, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for this ministry, God, that we call the gospel, Lord. And we're trying to carry your gospel, Lord, to all over the world, Lord. Let it touch people's hearts, Lord. Lord, we know it might be going on right now. Didn't want to say nothing, but Lord, struggle with life. We just ask you to give strength there, Lord. Strengthen them,
Lord,
through their trials and tribulations, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God, that you're an answering God. So, Lord, we just know that the person needs you. We'll have to call on you one day. And when they do, Lord, we know you're an answer. So, Lord, strengthen this whole ministry, Lord.
Right.
We call it the gospel, Lord. Strengthen it, Lord.
Yes.
There's no name to it, Lord, but your name, Lord. So we ask you to move in our life, Lord. If we leave here, never leave us to ourselves, Lord. Lord, be peace, Lord. Even if any trials come up, Lord, let us respond quickly with your grace, Lord. Let us look at the situation to you, Lord, and not us, Lord. Keep us from harm, Lord. If we do get in harm way, Lord, give us some strength and lesson to understand your lesson that you give us, Lord. So have your way, Lord. Have your way today, Lord. And we thank you for all our brothers. Special prayers on the ones that are trying to preach this word. Give them strength, Lord.
Yes.
Give them that
strength. Yes, Lord.
So that grace will come in vain, Lord. You're looking down. But surely, Lord, you're seeing them a different way. So, Lord, we like the old song. We sing, God, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. There's no other here. There's no other here that we know, Lord. So, Lord, we just
Lord.
And we love you.
Thank you.
We ask you to be with us, Lord, as we pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, this is for our brother, man. This is for our brother. This is for our brother, y'all. This is for our brother.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight. Founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch. Come on.
No!
You know you're happy. Go ahead. Hey. Hey.